is furnished by Service Matters. It is for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. AM 790 Talk and Business and Navigant Credit Union presents Service Matters with your hosts, Dave Clifton and Rona Mann. Join them this hour to talk about local, regional, and global service and the great work performed by service organizations throughout Southern New England. They'll feature guests from Scouts to Lions to church groups to veterans and more. If you're interested in giving back, paying it forward, or meeting folks who do, you've come to the right place. Service Matters, brought to you by Navigant Credit Union, celebrating a century, looking forward to the next 100. Now, here's your hosts, Rotarians Dave Clifton and Rona Mann.
Good afternoon and welcome once again to another edition of Service Matters. Yes, we're live here on AM 790 WPRV. I'm Dave Clifton.
I'm Rona Mann.
We'll be with you from 3 to 4 p.m. on this 28th day of July. Wow, July went by very fast. We have a couple of days left. And I'll tell you, today we're going to talk about theater. We're going to talk about the service that it plays and the surrounding communities, especially here in the Providence area. We have folks that are here from the Trinity Repertory Company. We also expect to have on the air with us some folks from the Courthouse Center for the Arts. And it should be something that I think will be very interesting to our listening audience, a chance for people to find out what it's all about, what kinds of productions are coming up so people can attend it.
Not only what's coming up, but also what these theaters do in the community, because they're very community-minded.
It's very special. I know I had the opportunity to go to a recent water fire. And I saw Shakespeare's edition of Romeo and Juliet. I thought that was terrific. It really was. The actors did a tremendous job.
But you said you were afraid of the sword play. You thought somebody'd get hurt.
I was a little concerned. I'm assuming that they do a lot of practicing. I mean, as a CPR instructor, I stood by just in case. But I'll tell you... I thought it was tremendous, and that's what we're going to do today. We have some special guests. We have Rebecca Noon. She's the Community Engagement Coordinator, and one of their most popular members of Trinity is Joe Wilson, Jr.
And, hello.
Hello.
I tell you, folks, we thank you very much for being here. And who does Joe Wilson look like, Joe Wilson, Jr.?
He looks like Joe Wilson Jr.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I have seen him in so many different parts, and he looks different in every one of them, and that's part of being a great actor. But I know what you're looking at here on the computer. You're looking at one of the best things I think he ever did, The Mountaintop, this past January when he was Martin Luther King, but you thought he looks like Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
And you do get that, right, Joe?
Thank you for the compliment.
He looks different depending on the role that he plays. But when you talk about the Trinity Repertory Company, it's a nonprofit regional theater. It's located at 201 Washington Street, folks, here in Providence, Rhode Island. They're a member of the League of Resident Theaters. And
they're a Tony Award winner. They won the Tony years ago. I can very well remember that, and what a thrill it was.
They've been around since 1963. I'm going to start with you, Rebecca. Maybe you can tell us something about Trinity. What's it like to participate? There's a lot of excitement. And where do the actors come from all around?
Yeah, so Trinity Rep was started, as you said, in 1963 as a part of the regional theater movement in America, which, you know, now we sort of think of it as just pretty commonplace, and everybody knows that we get to have this amazing professional theater in Rhode Island. But it actually was a groundbreaking notion that you could see wonderful professional theater that staged everything from the classics to the contemporary hottest shows happening outside of New York, and that these towns all over America were allowed to have these kinds of artists living in their communities. And I would say now there are, you know, there are a lot of theaters around the country that have that were started around the same time, but Trinity Rep is the only one that's continued to have this commitment to a resident acting company. So that means that our actors, who are professional actors, they actually live and work in Providence, Rhode Island. And the, you know, the other theaters, they job in actors from New York because they decided a long time ago that maybe an acting company for one reason or another was too much to maintain. But I think as a community space, as a community professional theater, the fact that actors like Joe Wilson Jr., they make their homes here in Providence, which means they're not just a part of Trinity Rep's acting company, but they're a part of the fabric of our community. And having artists live in your community and be supported by the community, I think we can all agree makes our lives better.
And Joe Wilson Jr., where did you come from? How did you get involved?
Well, actually, I was one of those New York actors. The old saying is that you live in New York to work outside of New York. And so I lived in New York, and I was asked to audition for, and I got the part of Andre in Ain't Misbehavin'. And then my friend Kent Gash, who also directed The Mountaintop, by the way, was going to come back to the theater to direct a production of a two-man show called Top Dog Underdog, and I was cast in that show as well. And because I was a last-minute addition to that two-man show, and because I was also around the same age as the other actor in that show, because it's a show about an older and younger brother, we were the same age, and so Kent's idea was that we would...
You flipped it,
flipped
didn't you?
Flipped roles every other show. And so it was an incredible, incredible experience. So it was a theater production between our theater here in Providence, the Alliance Theater in Atlanta, and New Rep in Boston. And so while I was in Boston on the last leg of that show, it was in March, in the dead of winter, it felt like, in Boston, I got a call from my agent in New York, and they said, the rep wants to keep you. Would you like to join the company? And as I've done so many things in my career, not really knowing what I was doing, I said yes. I had no perspective about the city. I loved being in Providence, the time I'd spent here. But, you know, to be perfectly crass, what I found attractive was the idea of being able to have a home. Being able to, and also going back to the regional theater movement, you know, part of what the regional theater movement was responding to was, in many ways, the same kinds of conversations that we're having now around opportunities for people of color, around opportunities for women. You know, we were cross-cultural, cross-gender casting before he was even called colorblind casting, before he was even called all the terms that we've gone through.
And Trinity is known for that. They are famous for
that. You know, Adrian always believed, and I heard the story from my dear friend Barbara Meek, Adrian always believed in hiring the best actor for the part, whether that was hiring a female Scrooge or hiring Barbara to play Maria Callas in a Masterclass. Or even myself, you know, I got a chance to play the governor of Louisiana in All the King's Men. And so the idea that we as actors, actors want to work, classically trained actors want to work. And for many of us, the regional theater became a place where we could use our talent to be featured and not be necessarily burdened by the commercial responsibilities of theater.
We're talking theater today. If you'd like to speak with Joe Wilson Jr. or Rebecca from Trinity Rep, give us a call at 437-5000, out of state, toll free 1-888-345-0790. Question, and I've wondered this for all the years that I've sat in the audience at all the shows. You guys don't work every single show. You're chosen for just so many a season.
That is correct.
How do you pay the bills the rest of the year? I know you all go off to Breadloaf and other places, but, I mean, we have bills in Providence just like they do in New York.
It's complicated. But the great thing about living in Providence is that we live in an affordable city. And as an actor who I do between 2 and 4 shows a year, I'm able to afford a home. I'm able to live and also to do other work. You know, I work other places. I find other ways to supplement my income through teaching.
You teach at Brown University,
I teach
correct?
Everywhere. I teach everywhere that will have me. I step into a classroom. Because also I see it as my responsibility as being a member of the company. That apart from putting food on the table and feeding my dog, you know, it's important that we as members of this community, we are embedded in the community. We are a part of the community. And that we're working hard as an institution to move a community outreach from simply being a thing that you practice maybe once a month in February by doing a show about black people, or you practice once a summer by doing a show featuring Latin people. But we're trying to really make the work that we do be in constant conversation with the community. So the work is truly by, for, and of the people that we're producing this work for.
Well said. And what you're saying, Joe, is the more shows that you get to do, the better the dog eats at home.
Right. That is indeed correct. Yes.
Is this a large dog?
She is a 70-pound black lab. And so
okay,
she,
they love to eat.
She loves to
they'll eat anything, too.
They will.
Well, Rebecca, tell us what Trinity is doing right now in the community. I know it's always been so wonderful to be able to bring school kids in, not worry about socioeconomic conditions, just get kids in there and get them to know theater, which is so great.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, what you're referring to, the Project Discovery Program, which just last year we celebrated our 50th season of doing student matinees with school groups from elementary school all the way up through high school students, 10 a.m. student matinees, which again, you know, now sounds like, well, that's just a thing that everybody does, isn't it? But that was a landmark program when it was started, and Trinity Rep has continued to do it. And then right now, you know, we made reference to the Romeo and Juliet that's happening. There's still several shows that you can check out. That's free summer Shakespeare. It's bilingual in Spanish and English. And that's happening through a lot of community relationships. The Rhode Island Latino Arts collaboration that we've been in for a long time has created that. And then I'm prepping for our third annual season kickoff party, which is a chance to launch the fall season, not just for Trinity Rep, but for theaters around the state, and then also just knowing that in Providence we all take like a kind of a chilled out summer.
That's
the
what everybody
go
comes
away.
And
yeah.
They do pieces of their season, and you yeah. can walk backstage.
Exactly.
And
so this year,
when
because,
is it going to be?
So it's September 10th, Sunday, September 10th, and it's going to be from 12 to 7 p.m. This year it's a little bit different because we have been doing a lot of work on our theater, so we actually don't have the space for every theater company to come and use the theater. So instead we're asking people to find ways to use our outdoor Adrian hallway, and there's a lot of different artists and amazing, strange, and wonderful theatrical things that are going to be happening all day from 12 to 4 outside, and then
street
inside
theater.
Street theater. And then we're also going to do, like, people from our costume department are going to be doing face painting, which they said they could do face painting, but they can also give you bruises and cuts if you're interested.
Oh, kids will love that. They really will.
Yeah, there'll be a comic book artist that's going to be doing make your own comics. We're going to have an herbalist who's going to be helping people make smudge sticks. There's going to be a playwright in residence, Vadik Kumba, who's going to be doing games and songs with kids all day. So we're trying to make the whole thing incredibly theatrical. And then on top of it, folks like Tenderloin Opera Company and Head Trick Theater and Out Loud Theater are all going to be doing
sounds
selections.
Like a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
I know it takes a budget to make all these things happen.
You love talking about the dollars, huh?
What about what about the sponsors?
Oh,
do you
yeah.
have major sponsors you
oh,
want to
yeah,
give credit
do.
To?
Yeah, we do have major sponsors. And, you know, I am actually not the most up on it right now. It's because I haven't been in enough contact with our development department about who has signed on for sponsorship this year and who we are waiting on. But I would say if you're interested in sponsoring Trinity Rep, especially our community programs, we are always happy to have a conversation.
And
we're looking this
what's
up
the best way?
Speak.
Here we go. So Rhode okay. Island State Council on the Arts, Ocean State Job Lot, Southwest Airlines are our major sponsors, our major season sponsors this year.
Channel 10's usually in there, are they not? Or I should not have said that, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Our development department is always excited to talk about sponsorship.
So going back to Joe Wilson Jr., he certainly has lots of talent. And I know that looking at some publicity in the past, you are absolutely thrilled and humbled with the role that you played as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Tell us about that. That must have been an honor for you.
It was on so many levels an honor, and really the convergence of so many things in my life. And I'll reduce it to, there's a moment in the show where I told the story of, as King, I told the story about when I, and I'm speaking as a character, when I went to New York to promote my book, a book signing, and it was the moment when King was stabbed in New York City. And he was saved by a troop of doctors. And one of the doctors he was saved by was a guy named Arthur Logan. And Arthur Logan was the chief physician for Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn. And I'm in the process right now of writing a piece about Billy Strayhorn. But I tell this story because so much around playing King and the convergence of King and Strayhorn and all these people, I bring that up because Billy Strayhorn got involved in the civil rights movement as a result of meeting Dr. King. And so much of my work at the theater, being involved in a resident company, has changed my paradigm around my role as an actor in this business. When you work in a consumer-driven market, i.e. New York, L.A., it's all about getting the next show. And as I said, I lived in New York basically to work outside of New York. And so it was only until I became involved in this company where it really, because all of a sudden I didn't have to audition anymore. All of a sudden I wasn't really worrying about where my next show was coming from. And so I was going from show to show to show to show, and that felt completely unsatisfying to me. And it felt unsatisfying to me as I spoke about the convergence of all these events, that what Trinity has allowed me to do is to use my art making to, and we talk about this all the time, we talk about the value of the arts, but Trinity Rep has truly allowed me as an art maker to use my art making in a community and to see the effects of what it is that I do, either it being through my teaching, through the fundraising that I work with other arts organizations, other non-for-profits. I'm able to be an actor with license and agency in a community. I'm not just hired help. And so that's what makes this situation so
unique. You become part of a team.
Exactly.
Joe, we got to hold you there because our producer's telling us it's time to go to a break. The show's brought to you by Navigant Credit Union, people helping people. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's the summer of coffee at Dunkin'. Try a new s'mores frozen Dunkin' coffee, butter pecan iced coffee, or coconut cream pie cold brew today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Still watching the ramp as you're coming into 95 North from downtown. We have a right shoulder breakdown that's causing you some backups there. 95 Southbound, a crash down by 37 in Cranston has you backed up. That's on the right-hand side. Try to get over to the left as you approach. Might make it easier for you. If you're coming in on 6 Eastbound, heavy from 10, stays busy all the way into 95. I'm Rich Teeter with your Right Now traffic.
Sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE.
People make all kinds of mistakes with life insurance, like having some coverage but not enough to keep your family in the house, or only having life insurance through work and then losing your job. Want to avoid those mistakes? Get an Allstate agent. They can help you get the coverage your family needs at an affordable price. Are you in good hands?
To make sure you have the right coverage, call North Providence Allstate agent Natalia Furtado today at 722-4022. Get your free quote today, 722-4022.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Then cast your eyes forward and strike out to meet an environment full of unpredictable moments. Lease the Range Rover Evoque SE Premium for $299 per month for 36 months with $39.95 down and 5,000 miles per year, plus taxes, title, and registration fees due at signing. Now through July 31st. Visit LandRoverWarwick.com or call 401-461-2000 for details.
This is Amy from Moriarty's Fence, the Invisible Fence brand pet safety experts. The Invisible Fence brand works for all dogs, all breeds, all ages. We start training puppies as young as 10 to 12 weeks old, and we also keep cats safe at home too. The key to our 27 years of success is our customer service and pet training support. Our installed outdoor safety solutions start as low as $7.99 and can be customized for your property. Call 800-225-0808 for a free design and pet consultation visit, or schedule online at MoriartysFence.com. At Moriarty's Fence, we work hard so you can rest easy knowing your pet is safe at home.
But it just makes sense.
And it's invisible.
It's the fence that makes sense. Get the invisible fence.
Moriarty's Fence, 800-225-0808. Keeping pets safe since 1986. Moriarty's Fence reminds you to support your local shelter, adopt, volunteer, donate.
For the Bloomberg Business of Sports Report, I'm Michael Barr. Adidas has agreed to sell its hockey business for $110 million to Canadian private equity firm Birch Hill Equity. Adidas CEO Casper Rorsted put the unit up for sale in March. Orsted says the hockey sale reflects a complete focus on building our strength in footwear and apparel via our Adidas and Reebok brands. Adidas is also selling its TaylorMade, Adams, and Ashworth golf brands to KBS Capital for $425 million. You can make at least $50,000 a year to compete in a new esports league. Activision Blizzard is willing to pay the salary to video gamers in the Overwatch League, a shooting game featuring teams competing in a future Earth. Activision is also willing to provide video gamers health insurance, retirement benefits, and at least 50% of all performance bonuses earned by their team. And that is a Bloomberg Business of Sports report. I'm Michael Barr.
There's absolutely nothing traditional about my small business. And when it comes to technology, I need someone who understands my unique needs. That's where my Dell Small Business Technology Advisor comes in. With one phone call, he sets me up with tailored products and services. And when my advisor is focused on my tech, I can focus on my small business.
Get end-to-end solutions with the help of a Dell Advisor, including PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Call an advisor today at 877-BY-DELL.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver five times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Now, back to Service Matters with Dave Clifton and Rona Mann. Call them now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Yes, and welcome back to Service Matters. Thank you, Ed, our producer, for today's show. We're talking about theater today and the service that it plays in the surrounding community. We have with us from Trinity Repertory Company, Rebecca Noon and Joe Wilson Jr. Those are familiar names that you might be aware of. But we also have someone else in the studio. Her name is Marianne Almonte. She's the executive director of the Courthouse Center for the Arts. That's the original courthouse of Southern Rhode Island, turned into a theater. Now it's a place where there's an art gallery, one-man shows, professional music, and vocal performances.
For those of you not from Massachusetts, it's Courthouse Center for the Arts. Go on, Dave.
Yes. And, of course, I am from Massachusetts. Very proud of it. But very proud to be a member of the New England area. No doubt about it. Marianne, thank you so much for joining us here on AM 790 WPRV. Tell us about the Courthouse Center for the Arts.
Courthouse Center for the Arts was founded in 1988. I believe they bought the building. They bought the building from the state of Rhode Island for a dollar, under the stipulation that they would keep it an arts center. So since then, they've had
for a dollar. That's pretty good. That's like shopping at Shaw's.
$1.
$1.
$1.
We need to have you closer to the mic so our producer doesn't have a fit over there.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. You couldn't hear me? Okay. Yes. And since then, we've gone through many administrations. And right now, what we do is we are trying to be an integral part of the community. So we've reached out and provided programs for children for free in the arts because we realize their importance. So we have theater programs, music instruction programs by the local musicians that have come in and performed there over the last year and a half.
I'm so impressed that you have a theater school for autistic and underprivileged kids.
Yes, we...
like you to tell the story that I've heard you tell before every show about the boy who only spoke 10 or 12 words, because that's quite a story.
Yeah, he spoke about 13 words, and he never used more than one at a time. So he would come in and say hi, and when he would leave, he would say bye. And in between, we'd get him to say happy, sad, mom, dad. And unfortunately for him, I sang to him every day, because you can imagine what I sound like singing. Anyway, he can now sing the entire song by Bobby Darin, Beyond the Sea. And he walks in every Tuesday and Thursday morning, and he stands in front of my desk and says, "Good morning, Marianne. How are you today? It will be a very busy day for me, so I have to get to work." So it's an amazing story. His personality changed. He used to walk in with his head down and his shoulders down, and we worked with him. The counselors from Perspectives Corporation work with autistic, Down syndrome, and learning delayed, and they've been unbelievable with the children that come there. But he's my favorite story because he just blossomed so much and learned so much. But
you folks have made him feel good about himself.
We have. Yeah, the counselors work wonders with them. We have quite a few there. They come in Tuesday through Friday, and they help us do anything from cleaning the floors and washing windows to this particular student. His name is Ryan. He does our computer work for us. So he actually gets on all the websites that post the free event calendars.
I'd like him to come to my house. I've got so many problems I can't figure out.
Right? Oh, he's brilliant. He's brilliant. And we all recognize that. So that's why we worked with him. But yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful program. It's called the Work Readiness Program. And although we know some will never be able to go out into the working world, we let them come in anyway. We love them all.
The other thing that you do at Courthouse Center is you offer that theater for free, do you not, to nonprofits?
We do. We offer the theater space to a lot of organizations. Any nonprofit organization that wants to come in and hold an event there can have the space for free.
And veterans groups.
And veterans groups, absolutely. We love our veterans. We know we're here because of our veterans. We love them. And also, we have the National Alliance of Mental Illness, although we know it has nothing to do with the arts. When I first came in, I volunteered for them, and I would have to give up a lot of the things that I volunteered for in order to do this job. So my board is just a group of wonderful people, agreed to let me bring in basically anything I want. So we have the National Alliance of Mental Illness, and we're actually August 4th and 5th, we have a Train the Trainer session through NAMI, National Alliance of Mental Illness. They're the largest organization for mental illness in the country. They're absolutely wonderful. And this is the first time they're bringing this to our building, but they'll be doing the Train the Trainer so that we can expand our classes. Those classes are for family members or caregivers of people with mental illness, and we are close to expanding the program to people with mental illness too. So those
tell
are on
people
Saturdays.
Where you're located.
We're on 3481 Kingstown Road. We're in between the Ryan Center and about three or four buildings away from the train center. I mean the train station.
What a terrific way to use a courthouse.
It's a beautiful historical building.
Now, why did you switch from doing shows to doing music programs? And you have an art gallery there as well.
Oh, yes. Well, we still do the concerts. We have a Fellswater. Tonight is Fellswater Celtic Group from Boston that's performing at 8 p.m. And Cheryl Wheeler, who's a national act, is coming in Saturday night at 8 p.m. too. And she has a opener who is a local. We try to get the locals in there before the big bands, David Furlong, who's a wonderful musician also. But these musicians have been wonderful to us. They know that having these concerts is a big part of raising money to keep the center open for us.
I guess what I meant was the plays. I had seen Avenue Q there. I had seen Titanic. Why did they get away from that?
Okay. First of all, we want to be a part of the community, and there are a few other theater places in South Kingstown that we'd rather not compete with. We would hope that they would be successful. So we've stepped back from it a bit. But we are starting a new program, and theater people are welcome to come down there and use that theater anytime, as well as for rehearsals also. We have the Cornerstone Playhouse production company coming in, and they're doing a performance in August called John and Jen. So we are getting back into it a little bit.
Good.
A little bit.
You know, it's wonderful to see lots of good things happening in Rhode Island. I know that as a person who comes from the Bay State, I'm so impressed with not only the activity, the water fires, the atmosphere, the restaurants.
It's wonderful.
Lots of things happening in Rhode Island that we can be very proud of.
Absolutely. Yes. Before the break, we were talking to Joe Wilson Jr. from Trinity, and he had mentioned that he was writing right now a show a piece about Billy Strayhorn, and I asked him during the break, is it going to be produced at Trinity?
Yes.
Okay.
Good answer. Yes.
When? Is it going to be... Is it scheduled for next season, or...?
Well, we have a workshop scheduled for the end of August, where I will actually be working with the director, Kent Gash, who directed Mountaintop and directed Ain't Misbehavin' and Top Dog. He'll be joining us for a workshop at the end of August. And so we're hoping for next season, but these things take time, especially when you're dealing with a person who existed and the quantity of information around this man's life. And so, you know, a big part of the process is... Once I do all the research, it's forgetting about the research and trying to find how does the story unfold, what's the problem in the play, what is Billy's problem, what is the character trying to solve. And so my journey with the play has been trying to find his problem and to allow that problem to unfold on stage without this piece becoming a docudrama, but indeed being a play and being a drama.
You mentioned you do 2 to 4 shows a year for Trinity.
That is correct.
Do you guys within the company audition for the certain roles that you want, or does the director say, you're going to be Willie Loman, you're going to be Scrooge?
Well, Kurt Columbus, our artistic director, has been really, first of all, the fact that this company, I'll just be brutally honest, before Kurt came in, because actually my first year in the company was Oscar Eustace's last season in the company. And so Kurt came in and reaffirmed his commitment to having a resident acting company. And for him, I am eternally grateful. That said, we have constant conversations with the artistic leadership of the theater around what we are interested in doing. And so it is an ongoing, open, transparent conversation around season selection, around the roles that we would like to play. We are fully engaged in the conversation, and so that's another reason why it's a blessing being a part of an acting company like Trinity Rep.
Joe, what was your favorite role? Was it Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.?
You know, picking my favorite role truly is like trying to decide your favorite child, because each role has its own unique challenges. It truly is its own thing. And so I love them all. I love all the heroes I've played. I've loved all the villains I've played.
Speaking about villains, last year you were Judd in Oklahoma. Poor Judd is dead.
Oh, yes.
And if ever you wanted to hate this nice, sweet man next to me, we hated you. And that means you're a wonderful actor.
Thank you.
But to just see you come on stage, before you opened your mouth, there was that persona, there was the look, there was the walk. You truly embraced it.
Thank you. I love that role so much. And speaking about service, you know, that play for our theater was such an important moment in our theater's history, in that play, that production opened up a very robust conversation in our institution around issues of diversity and inclusion. And so that was a special production, not just because I thought it was a kick-ass production. It was a special production because it fundamentally changed our theater and how we went about our business of producing work, of what we valued in our work, and our commitment to strengthening our relationships with members of our community. So that was a transformative production for our theater, and I couldn't be more proud of playing Judd, but also how that transformed my institution and transformed me as a theater maker.
Well said. I'm going to ask Rebecca Noon, do you have a board of directors that you work with? Tell us about them.
So Trinity Rep does have a board of directors. There's, I think at last I heard there were about 45 people on that board. So it is also a robust place that we couldn't do what we do without
them. 46 opinions.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I mostly work with the acting company. I work in the artistic department, so I work very closely with Kurt and then our associate artistic director, Tyler Dabrowski, and then I work with community members, and it's really then my job becomes mostly about how we collaborate across departments, so making sure that the marketing department and the development department and production, that we're all working together, so internal community engagement and then external community engagement, really building bridges between the art on our stages and the people out in our community who maybe haven't felt included or invited yet to performance in general and Trinity Rep specifically. So that's what I spend my time doing.
We have a lot of nonprofit groups that listen to us, and they're always looking for speakers.
Oh, yeah.
And I know a few years ago, Tyler came and spoke at my Rotary Club. So if there's a Lions, a Rotary, a church group, veterans that would like to have someone speak from Trinity, do they contact you?
Yeah, I'm a good person to contact. Yeah, I would say we're also, this year we're doing a new program called Context and Conversation. For every show, we're going to have a conversation out in the community at a specific place that speaks to the themes of the show. And it's more about how do the themes of these plays actually resonate with our communities right now.
So when you do Death of a Salesman, you can come here to the sales department.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
When they're having a meeting, right?
Exactly. We're working with Rhode Island Jobs with Justice for our fall rep to talk about labor insecurity and jobs and how we create strong labor forces and so that Skeleton Crew and Death of a Salesman really will both talk about those. And I was just talking to Mike Arujo from Jobs with Justice today about where we could have this conversation out in our community. And, you know, every union has a union hall. So
we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to speak once again to Marian Almonte from the Courthouse Center for the Arts. You're listening to Service Matters. Hurry back, folks.
Brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's the summer of coffee at Dunkin'. Try a new s'mores frozen Dunkin' coffee, butter pecan iced coffee, or coconut cream pie cold brew today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Starting to get busy all around right now. 4 northbound from Frenchtown Road up. You're busy into 95. 95 northbound a little slow through that stretch. If you come up 95 northbound through the zoo, up past Thurber's Curve and up into downtown, you're busy there. Busy coming down 95 southbound out of the S-curves all the way into town. If you're coming in on 195 west, you're tapping the brakes as you go by Pawtucket Ave. 6 inbound, hung up as you get by 10 all the way into the merge with 95. I'm Rich Teeter with your Right Now Traffic.
Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149.
People make all kinds of mistakes with life insurance, like having some coverage but not enough to keep your family in the house, or only having life insurance through work and then losing your job. Want to avoid those mistakes? Get an Allstate agent. They can help you get the coverage your family needs at an affordable price. Are you in good hands?
To make sure you have the right coverage, call North Providence Allstate agent Natalia Furtado today at 722-4022. Get your free quote today, 722-4022.
Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through.
Do your part by going to boostup.org and giving a student the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Steve Silver, General Manager of Courtesy Kia. This month at Courtesy Kia, we're making deals other dealers won't make. We're saying no to nothing and yes to everyone. Just make us an offer. Choose from one of New England's largest selection of Kias. Drive a 2017 Kia Sorento LX or a 17 Forte LX, your choice from just $129 a month. And the all-new 2017 Kia Niro from $139 per month. The Kia Sorento, Forte, and Niro holds the highest ranking by category and initial quality by J.D. Power. We had a customer come in yesterday that could only afford $89 a month. And guess what? He's driving a 2017 Kia Optima LX. Yes, drive Kia Optimas just $89 a month. Every Kia comes back with a low price guarantee, located on Route 1A at the South Attleboro Pawtucket Line, or visit us online 24/7 at drivecourtesy.com. And always remember our founder John's belief.
You bought anywhere else, you pay too much.
There are thousands of different rules in the Social Security Handbook. Are you confident that you know the right ones that apply to you? The wrong decision could be costing you hundreds of thousands of dollars. Hi, I'm Andy Smith, and at Financial Engines, we believe there's no one-size-fits-all answer to claiming Social Security benefits. It's important to work with an advisor to understand the pros and cons of delaying benefits and how to avoid the hidden traps that could reduce them. As America's largest independent investment advisor, according to Investment News, Financial Engines is there for more than 9 million people. We provide objective, personal, and comprehensive planning advice. Call Financial Engines, 800-791-7210, and we'll connect you with a financial advisor in your area who will help create a retirement and Social Security benefits plan so you don't risk leaving anything on the table. Call Financial Engines today, 800-791-7210, for your free, no-obligation financial review. That's 800-791-7210, 800-791-7210.
Now, back to Service Matters with Dave Clifton and Rona Mann. Call them now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Yes, welcome back once again, the final segment of Service Matters. I'm Dave Clifton. I'm here with Rona Mann, and today we're talking about theater. And folks out there that are listening, not everybody plays baseball. Today we're talking about theater. And, of course, we love the Yankees. We love the Red Sox. But today we're talking about something very special, theater. We're also talking about the Courthouse Center for the Arts. And with us as a guest, Mary Ann Almonte. Mary Ann, I know we're almost getting to the last month here in the summer season. What's coming up? What's happening?
Right now, our free children's summer theater camps are coming to a wrap. They'll play their, they'll put on their productions at the end of August and in the beginning of September. And then those classes open up again. So, like I said before, those classes are free to children anywhere from 7 to 18 years old. It's a wonderful program.
And you also are willing to go out and speak to the community, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
I think both you and Rebecca should tell the audience, if they're looking to have you come and speak, what's the best way to get in touch? You know, the website, a phone, give us some information.
They can call me directly at the Courthouse Center for the Arts, which is 401-782-1018.
Can you repeat that once again?
That's 401-782-1018.
And Rebecca, what's the best way to get you?
I'm better with email, and so I would say emailing me at R-N like Nancy, O-O-N like Nancy, that's my last name, at trinityrep.com would be great.
And again, you might want to repeat that in case someone just found their pencil.
Sure, yeah. So it's R, that's Rebecca, Noon, that's my last name, at trinityrep.com. And that's all on our website, too, which is a brand spanking new website that we're all really excited about.
Should they call you at noon?
Call me only at noon. Only at noon. And my middle name is not after. Which
you've heard. I can tell you've heard all of these.
Joe, I wanted to ask Joe a question about the Shakespearean Romeo and Juliet. When I saw that over at the Water Fire, I saw them using swords, and I said to myself when I saw that, I hope nobody gets hurt. I'm sure it takes a lot of practice to show you how to do that, and tell us about it.
Well, it does. It's, you know, the thing about any kind of onstage combat or sword play or hand-to-hand is, and really this applies also too in terms of emotionally on stage, you don't want the audience to feel afraid for the actor. And once the audience feels afraid for the actor, then you blow the illusion. They're out of it. And so it's a fine line between making the fight dangerous and making the fight exciting, but also you want in the back of your audience's mind that everyone is okay. And so, you know, we did a production of Fuente Ovejuna at the end of this past season, a play by Lope de Vega. And there was lots of swordplay in that particular production. And it was so funny to watch our audience members, because many of the audience members were really right on top of the action. So to watch them duck and to watch them cringe and, you know, I would get a kick out of it because it's like we were so far away from them, but in their eyes we weren't. And so, you know, again, it's a choreographed dance. And again, we're riding a fine line between it feeling dangerous versus the audience being afraid for the actor. And if we achieve that, then then we're doing a really good job. And so lots of rehearsal goes into it. You know, we rehearse these things hours and hours and hours upon end. And really and truly, it's choreographed like a dance number. And so we know what we're doing down to every swipe, every parry, every scream, every... I mean, it's all choreographed. And so... But yes, we take safety very seriously.
Folks, if you live in Rhode Island or Massachusetts, or we get into Connecticut big with this radio station, and you've never been to Trinity Rep, shame on you. They've got a season coming up that is absolutely amazing. There is something here for everybody. You can't get any more iconic a show than Death of a Salesman, and I cannot wait to see that. Skeleton Crew, I'm not familiar with. That's got to be a new play, is it?
Yeah, it's been in New York the last year, and we're doing it in rep with Skeleton Crew, with Death of a Salesman, sorry. So it'll be the same cast and the same set, and depending on the night you come. And we hope that people come to both, because both plays are in conversation with each other. Yeah.
And we've got Shakespeare, we've got Othello, we've got one of the best shows I ever saw in New York, which is Ragtime, based on a very old, very large book. But that's going to be great, and Joe Wilson's going to be in that playing Cole House.
That is correct. I can't wait.
I think it's whoever's got three names plays that part. Because on Broadway, wasn't that...
Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Right, exactly. I knew I was going to say the guy with three names. And then you've got Everybody Looks Forward to Christmas Carol, and no matter how many times you've seen it, it's always different. And this year, we have a Scrooge who's a little bit different. Would you like to speak about that, Joe?
Well, I'll be playing Scrooge this year, which I'm really excited about. I haven't done Carol for a few seasons, and so it'll be nice stepping into this role, because truly it's one of the greatest roles written for an actor. But I'm really excited about this production, because our directors, fellow company members and colleagues, Angela Brazil, and Stephen Thorne will be directing this year. And there's something very special about our production of Christmas Carol. We will be using this production not only to tell an extraordinary story, but to use this as an opportunity to introduce our audiences to other not-for-profits in the region. And so we will be featuring, over the course of our run of this show, countless not-for-profits in the community who are doing God's work, who are doing all the difficult work in terms of building bridges and building community and providing services for folk. And so not only will they be in the show, but they will be provided space in the lobby to give our audiences more information about their work within the community. And so it's a way that we're continuing to build bridges, a way that we're continuing to be a public square, to be a place where people can come together and not only see great art, but have great conversations and make new discoveries, meaning new relationships with people, with plays, with worlds. It's going to be a really exciting project, and I'm really happy that Carol will have this added feature of spotlighting people in our community doing really great work.
You articulated that very well, Joe. I wanted to ask you if you could tell the young people out there that are in high school theater drama groups. Maybe they're in community theater groups and local communities that come under the helm of local park and recreation departments. What can you tell a young person who wants to aspire to do something that you're doing? Should they be taking public speaking classes? Should they be doing something a little different? How important it is to be able to articulate when you're in a community theater group?
Well,
what
I will
suggest.
Wow. I could make so many suggestions, but we only have maybe a few minutes. I will say this first and foremost, that education is key. We need smart artists. We artists have to know a little bit about everything. We are being charged with recreating life on stage. And in doing so, we have to know as much about history and people and trends. Half my work is research. And so go to school. Also, training is important. Vocal training, singing, speech work, physical work. Training is very important. But I will say to any young person who wants to be involved in this business, make sure there is no other thing you want to do. If there is something else you want to do, do it. Because this business is a difficult business, and you should only do this business if you feel as though after you've done those things you think you want to do, you're led back to this art form because there's nothing else you feel like you can do. You are so driven to be a part of this art form there's nothing else that you want to do. So exhaust those two things first and foremost. Finally, when I would say to those young people who are involved in arts programs, you are lucky. You're fortunate. You're blessed, whatever you believe in. Because where I came from, as an African-American man growing up in the South in New Orleans, art was a luxury item. Meaning, my parents couldn't afford to take me to the theater. They couldn't afford to take me to a concert or the symphony. And so I only got exposed to the arts as I became an adult. And so for young people who have the luxury and the gift of being involved in arts programming, know that what you're doing is a gift. But also know that as you move into this business, you have a solemn responsibility as an art maker, not just as a person that dances or does plays, but being a part of a community. Using your art making to build community, using your art making to build civility, using your art making to create spaces where you are mentoring other young people, using your art making as a way to be an activist, using your art making not just in terms of making plays, but making community, making empathetic communities, that you have a responsibility to change the world.
Do you see why Trinity trots this guy out and sends him? We asked for an actor, and look what we got, an actor, and we got Martin Luther King all in one. We've only got about a minute.
Above and beyond the call of duty, that answer. That was terrific.
Marianne from Courthouse Center, are you always looking for volunteers?
Absolutely. It's the only way we survive is by our community sponsors, the restaurants in the area, the Ocean Mist, the Muse, Richard's Pub in Retrovo in East Greenwich.
But you're looking for people to volunteer as well.
Ticket people. We need volunteer bartenders. I am actually the only staff there. So we are solely run by, I don't know if you can consider me a staff. I think I'd need to take a pay. Anyway. So it's solely run by volunteers and the generosity of the community. So the mothers that send their kids there come in and help us out, and other theater people come in and help us out oftentimes. And we've reached out to senior centers that the people come in and do the ticket counter for us and things like that. But right down to cleaning the floors and washing those windows, everything's done by volunteers.
You can't let theater die.
That's what makes a community work, as Joe mentioned briefly. We're as good as the people we surround ourselves with, and without volunteers in local communities, things just don't happen.
Exactly.
Absolutely. We've been so lucky today to have Rebecca Noon, N-O-O-N, and Joe Wilson Jr. from Trinity Rep, Marianne Almonte from Courthouse Center for the Arts. I am a big proponent of theater. I think I would rather go to a show than eat dinner in a fancy restaurant. Doesn't matter what you eat. You just cannot. Ever duplicate the experience of theater. Good theater, even bad theater, is good.
I think it's tremendous to be able to see people get a chance to articulate and to tell stories in a positive way. And I know Rona and I both serve as Rotarians. Thank you so much, Joe, for wearing that Rotary jersey today.
Thank you.
I know that it really means you love Rhode Island as well as where you come from in New York.
Hear the music, say goodnight, Gracie.
That's our favorite song called What a Wonderful World. And what a wonderful world it is because of the Courthouse Center for the Arts, because of Trinity Repertory Company. I'm Dave Clifton.
I'm Rona Mann.
Bidding you farewell from our studios here in East Providence. We say to each and every one of you out there, get involved in the arts. Go forth to serve. Do it with a smile on your face. And if you're going to do something good to help someone out, do it with the dignity that it deserves. Thank you, and have a good weekend.
What a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky. Also on the faces of people going by, I see friends shaking.